Hey, y'all, it's Brittany.
And Eric.
Over the past few weeks, we've been taking a deeper look at the Black women who are on Joe Biden's short list for VP. And today's episode is all about the front runner of that conversation, Senator Kamala Harris.
Joining us to explore the pros and cons of a VP, Kamala Harris, is editor-at-large of the 19th News Organization, Aaron Haynes. All right, here's our episode. We hope y'all love it.
The recent killing of George Floyd has ignited unrest around the world and put pressure on the Democratic nominee, Joe Biden, to choose a Black woman as his running mate.
Today, we're going to find out if former California State Attorney General and sitting U.S. Senator Kamala Harris is the right woman for the job.
What does Senator Harris bring to the table? How will her record as a prosecutor come into play? And how would she and Biden fare against President Trump in the election?
This is The Nod. Kamala Harris made history in 2016 when she became California's third female U.S. senator and the first with Jamaican and Indian ancestry. In the crowded 2020 presidential primary race, she competed against other Democratic candidates, including Joe Biden. She branded herself as a progressive prosecutor, but faced criticism for supporting tough-on-crime policies. While her campaign had high hopes and a robust start, internal conflicts, poor decision-making, and fundraising issues plummeted her stock almost as quickly as it rose.
I cannot tell you that I have a path forward if I don't believe I do.
Now Harris is rumored to be a top contender as Joe Biden's running mate. But is a former prosecutor the right person during this time to represent Black America? Here to help us break down how Senator Harris stacks up is Aaron Haynes, the editor-at-large for the 19th News Organization. Aaron, thank you so much for coming back. It's so good to see you again.
Good to be back.
Since we last talked, obviously, we are still in the middle of a global pandemic, but also we have seen protests erupt all over the country and all over the world focus on police brutality against Black people. Considering the way that this has become front and center, does Joe Biden now have to choose a Black person, and by definition from his own proclamation, a Black woman, to be VP?
Well, the calls for that are definitely getting louder as we're seeing kind of what I like to call the pandemic within a pandemic, kind of the dual ills of coronavirus and racism. What voters, and I think in particular Black voters and Black women voters, the backbone of the Democratic Party, are looking for is somebody who's going to be ready on day one to address systemic racism in America, right? Like a lot of Black voters that I talk to tell me that they are casting a survival vote in 2020. They're literally putting their bodies on the line in the midst of a pandemic to be able to vote and participate safely in our democracy. And I think, a lot of people feel like a Black woman on the ticket would go a long way to making that happen.
Today, we're here to talk about one Black woman in particular, Kamala Harris. I'm curious, like, what makes Senator Harris a contender for being Joe Biden's VP?
From the time that she entered the 2020 Democratic field last year as the lone Black woman, she was a standout. People have seen her as somebody who has taken on this administration as a senator.
I'd like to just talk about what you did.
You know, I'm just saying I didn't keep notes on most of these things, and there's nothing for me.
Will you provide this committee with the notes that you did maintain?
She is somebody who has been elected statewide and who has executive leadership experience.
The thing that we can't ignore when we're talking about Senator Harris is that she built her career by being a prosecutor. Does her history and, you know, even some of the positions that she's taken as a prosecutor, does that disqualify her in this moment?
Well, I think it's interesting. I mean, it was certainly an issue for her during her presidential run, right? Like, she ran and really was trying to tout what she felt was her record as a progressive prosecutor, right? As somebody who was wanting to make a lot of reforms even preceding the Black Lives Matter movement.
I created, as Attorney General, the first in the nation implicit bias and procedural justice training for law enforcement.
But there were voters who did question her record in law enforcement and saw that as a liability. But now that I think we're getting into this vice presidential conversation, Kamala Harris has actually been one of the most outspoken people calling for the need to address not only systemic racism, but policing reform in particular. While she and Vice President Biden may have some answering to do for their past records, both of them really trying to articulate a way forward and a ticket that could potentially look at kind of repairing some of those harms.
In addition to criminal justice reform, what are the other issues that she is trying to lead on?
The issue of maternal health, right, and maternal morbidity, because we know that Black women die disproportionately in childbirth. Also, some of the other systemic issues that have been exposed, whether it is the wealth and income gap, whether it's the idea that Black and brown people are the majority of essential workers, really being a voice for those marginalized people.
During the campaign, Senator Harris, in one of her best, if not her best, debate performance, came for Joe Biden. She directly challenged him as being racially insensitive for his record on busing.
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America?
This was a significant moment. I'm curious, how will she and potentially the public be able to kind of reconcile how much she critiqued his candidacy to then now stand beside him?
I think at the time, a lot of Democrats were very shocked that she would have gone at the vice president in this way over the issue of busing and segregation. In retrospect, what we now see is that what Kamala Harris was doing as the lone Black woman in the race was raising questions about his record on race and how he will govern with Black people in mind. That racial reckoning that is happening now, she really kind of initiated that on that debate stage back in June of last year.
So I guess, bottom line before I let you go, do you think Kamala Harris is at the top of this VP list?
You know, it remains to be seen, obviously, who Joe Biden is going to select. Now he says that maybe he is hoping to be able to name that person by August 1st. But she certainly remains in contention and appears to be very high on the list at this point still.
Well, Erin, thank you so much. We were all kind of wondering whether or not it's going to be her or a few of the others. Hopefully we can have you back. You always school us every time you come. So thanks again. We really appreciate it.
Anytime.
Make sure you follow Erin Haynes on Twitter. She's at emarvelous. You will not regret it. Also, tell us, do you think that Kamala Harris should be Joe Biden's VP pick? Let us know on Twitter at The Nod Show. Last but not least, if you want to know every time a new episode of The Nod goes live, head on over to our show page and click the follow button. And don't forget to turn on notifications by tapping that little bell. All right, that's our show for today. Thanks for watching, y'all.
Hey, y'all, it's Brittany. Hopefully, all of you listening are finding some joy in the middle of this long, hot summer. We are back at it again with a new episode of our Quibi show, The Nod, with Brittany and Eric.
You know what it is. Every episode, we dig into where the culture has been and where it's going. A new episode will drop on the Quibi app every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. And each Quibi sign-up comes with a 14-day free trial.